Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do we want the Raiders to win so they have a false sense of security going into the Browns game, or do we want them to lose so they're more demoralized going into the Browns game?
It might fall in the category of I don't think it matters. I think that might be the category. But for draft purposes, I think we have to root for the Raiders to win.
See, I would rather play a bad team after a win because the likelihood of them winning two games in a row is just very low.
And you think they might get a little fat and happy off that success?
Yeah, that's what bad teams do.
Yeah, both teams are bad here tonight.
Yeah. No, you're right. But the Cowboys don't factor into this on any level for the rest of the season. So really, I want what's worst in the long run for the Raiders.
Yeah.
And I don't care what happens to the Cowboys.
We got a lot of time to talk about the Raiders this week. That Pete Carroll thing, though. That's unfortunate.
It's almost like the entire offseason of hiring 74-year-old coaches didn't really pan out. Bill Belichick has not panned out. Pete Carroll's not panned out.
Oh, he's not a true 74. What the hell does that even mean?
Well, he's more like a 69-year-old.
That's what they tried saying. Like, he's like, oh, you haven't seen a 74-year-old like this, though. He's running around. He's throwing footballs. He's doing all this. His brain isn't of a 74-year-old. It's like, all right, fine.
So he smoked a bunch of weed and does yoga. Like, guys... And yeah, he's physically young. Mentally, I guarantee you, he can't remember a damn thing. Once a week, some guy comes to me like, "Hey, Pete, your car keys are over there." And you know how I know? Because I'm 40, and it happens to me.
It happens to you. Octogenarians are the new 70s, though. Let's bring this up. Let's go towards what kind of 80-year-old coaches are we going to have here? If the 74-year-old coaches would have worked, we would have gone to 80.
You think so?
We would have just been
pushing the...
Ramping it up.
Like, I'm trying to think of any 90-year-old coach out there. Honestly, it could end up just being the same coaches. Mm-hmm. Like, Belichick's your 75-year-old coach, so Belichick's your 80-year-old coach. Well, once you get to 80, why not a Belichick at 85?
I think the idea that these people are hiring some of these older coaches and not understanding these are retirement gigs for them, the same way I want to be an usher at a baseball stadium, they probably should get this together.
Nah, because I kind of like the idea. The NFL has become... It's got to become a retirement job. It used to be college. Remember how college used to, like Steve Spurrier famously said, I would have worked out in the NFL. I just didn't want to work that hard.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, by the way. But like it used to be once you went from college to the pros, you really figured out what hard work is. Now, I mean, college jobs are for suckers, man.
They're for sick. The NFL jobs are the cushy ones.
You can't practice anymore. There's tons of dead time across the schedule.
Okay, tell this to Hugh Freeze, though. I mean, Hugh Freeze had the golfing schedule of basically something like what I want to have happen when I get retired.
And what just happened to Hugh Freeze?
Exactly. But could you not have seen this coming? They could have seen this coming. Like when you do, when you take these jobs, is basic. This is what happened with Brian Kelly. Same story. All right, what happened with Brian Kelly at LSU?
Kelly like 60?
Yeah, but all he wanted to do was golf. He was done with this whole thing. That's why I'd be shocked if he ends up with another gig, because he doesn't want to do the gig. He just wants to golf and not actually coach.
I will say, the amount of times where I've heard a player say about Brian Kelly, I got hurt and then he stopped talking to me, or he didn't know my name. Oh, nothing. Bad coaching really hits home for me, because I saw it take down like friends of mine who were good athletes, whether it's at college or high school. I saw good, like, and it's not just football players.
High school, it's probably a little bit more understandable, even though it's not great, but it's more understandable if it's like the history teacher that is just kind of riding it out. Like, you probably should step away, but like the idea that they're just these are jobs worth millions of dollars, but, and some of these guys don't even care.
After watching Wadsworth this year and watching like what really good coaching actually is, I have such a different respect for coaching at that level. Like, if you're coaching in high school or college, even though there's a lot of money, because of the age that you're working with, you've got to have an interest in people. In the NFL, you can just...
Well, that's what it is, though.
They're just replaceable parts. I understand that. But in college, in high school, you have to care about people. And the fact that so many guys are like, yeah, coach literally couldn't remember my name and I played for him for 4 years. That's just...
Well, this is what this turns into. It's a test of who actually cares at that point in their life. So the money's great, right? And so everyone wants to cash the checks because the money's great and the money's still rolling in. But can you at 74 years old still care the same way that you cared at 44 years old? Some can. I think most can't, though. I think that's really tough.
I think most just... I don't think it's even... I think you care about yourself.
The general idea that you care about anything as much as you do at 44 when you're 74 is tough. Like that, I think that's a beautiful part about life, is that you just stop caring less and less and less about basically everything. And like that's kind of a fun part of life. But for some of these guys, like it's a tough putt.
Oh, but like Belichick went to UNC out of ego. Even Urban, I know Urban's 15 years younger, 13 years younger, something like that. Urban went to Jacksonville out of ego and boredom.
I think it was a true test.
That's what drives those guys.
Yeah, but I think Urban always felt like it was a true test for him, in a way where Bill just kind of feels like, again, this is like a retirement gig. And now all the reports that he's like, oh, I don't even care about the NFL. To hell you don't.
Yeah. If the Giants came along with $10 million, and which is less than I think he's making in North Carolina, if they came along with a nice little $10 million 3-year deal,
you know what it is? He doesn't want to be embarrassed the way that he was after the Falcons did all those interviews with him and then decided to not go with him.
By the way,
I think that hurt him publicly in a way that he's still trying to recover
such
from.
Such a great, can you imagine, like, how did both of those scenarios end up? You stunk, right? The Raheem Morris thing has gone so bad for the Falcons with where they're going, if he even makes it to a year three, and somehow Bills come out worse because Bills got 1 year at Chapel
Hill.
He just got dusted by Jake Dickert in Wake Forest.
I don't know that there's a way it could have looked any worse than what it does right now for him. If he took the Falcons job and Penix still sucked, I think we'd be like, all right, fine. We'd kind of look at it like we're looking at Pete Carroll and the Raiders right now. Like, you couldn't have really expected him to have this thing turned around.
216-474-0092. So we have been talking about the big news of the day. Mary Kay Cabot saying Shador likely to start on Sunday, in line to start, barring something unexpected. Let's go with John in Colorado. I bet you John in Colorado is going to have some feelings on Shador Sanders. John in Colorado, welcome to the show, John.
Actually, do I know? I watched him in college, and he's a good quarterback. The Browns will not be able to determine whether Gabriel or Sanders is a good quarterback with what they put on the field every week. He had no chance. It was a joke. Johnny United back there couldn't have done anything. In addition, Kevin Stefanski's play calling is so bad, he never stretches the field ever down the field.
He's not calling the plays anymore.
Well, yeah, it's still his playbook, though. You can tell, because they never throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field. That play to Fannin was the longest play of the year, I think. They never run inside. They never throw slants to the inside. Why not a couple of two-step drops? You know, maybe a couple of you know, one, get back there and release the ball so the quarterback's not back there running for his life. It just doesn't seem like every week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm a Browns fan. I'm taking my son to Las Vegas this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going in and out to watch the game. It's ridiculous. I spend, you know, so much money every year on this team, and it doesn't seem like there's ever any accountability. It seems like it's a bad product. It always is. You know, I'm stuck because I'm a 60-year-old guy, and, you know, I've been a Browns fan my whole life. So it's just, I wish there would be some of the reporters and some of the people ask Stefanski and the Browns, Barry and Stefanski, about being accountable for what they're putting on the field.
John, real terrible. Quick, how old's your son?
My son's 30 years old.
Oh, very good. Well, hey, enjoy Vegas, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like a fun trip. You guys going golfing or anything, or what?
No, I wish we were, but we're just going in and out for, we both have to work, so.
You going to the Bunny Ranch?
Oh, stop it.
Absolutely not.
I just thought
that's the father-son activity that he was talking about here.
That's bonding beyond.
No, that's not bonding beyond.
I mean, that's the kind of secret you keep for decades.
Do you go to different rooms, or do you?
That's out of pocket.
Who goes first?
2 years ago, that would have worked, but not so much this point in my life.
Goes first.
That's a good point.
That was out of pocket,
John. We appreciate it.
It's not a good point. Thank you, John.
No. My thing was in play. It was just a harmless question. Are you two going to go visit prostitutes together? You asking if they're in the same room.
But you got my curiosity going. I was like, you share the same one? And who goes first? What's happening here?
No, this is...
Do you pay for separate ones? I don't know.
Buy one, get one.
Well, BOGO. BOGO prostitutes.
I think we should all feel very lucky that JP didn't have a son. Because I think we know where we might be in a different universe if anything, God forbid, ever happened to at least 20 years from
now. We needed the back end of that. Yeah, we did. We
landed
the back end of that.
We landed the plane. I had a plan. Kind of like John and maybe his son this week. I don't know. I'm not judging. Here's the thing.
You're going to get me divorced way quicker than I ever will myself, by the way.
I think Anna, the Amish housekeeper, or vivid dreams of Grammy Pat are the things that are going to get you in trouble, fella.
Mama Pat.
Mama Pat.
And we don't talk about those dreams.
Yes.
We don't talk about those. Yeah. There's no dreams, Max. Yeah. Stop yourself.
Not unless the therapist is there.
We need a therapist for someone that thinks that you go to the Vegas and go to the Bunny Ranch with your child.
Are you... Child, he's 30. Oh, yeah.
Adult son?
I'm sorry.
Adult son? Hey, here's your birthday present, young...
No.
Daniel?
No. Daniel. Yeah, no. You just both go. You don't talk about it. You don't go like, I want a redhead one.
Oh, yeah. No,
take a blonde.
Let's take the rental car and let's just see the prices. Let's just see how this looks.
No, I've never been. Oh, honest. Look, isn't this nice? It's so much swankier than I thought. Oh, that's what that costs? I'll see you in 5.
Hey, don't tell Mom about this one. Wink, wink.
What if the mother had tragically passed?
Well, then we should be doing a GoFundMe for this Bunny Ranch experiment is what we should be doing.
Thank you.
If that's the answer.
Finally, the respect it deserves.
I'll start the GoFundMe.
This could be basically like the movie Nebraska with Bruce Dern and Will Forte, but the end result is...
Going to the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Not enough Nebraska in that movie.
By the way, I don't think Vegas is a great hang for dads and sons. Gambling, prostitutes.
What? No, if you take the prostitutes out of this.
The Oakland A's.
I like that one.
Okay.
Listen, we'll go to the Bunny Ranch. With that one.
But you have to watch A's baseball.
I want a Kurtz jersey. No! I will buy you a vintage Derek Carr jersey. And 10 minutes at Club Happy Happy.
Always if genetics are a thing, the dad knows how long the kid needs, so that's nice. you said 10 minutes.
We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
216-474
I'm like that.
0092.
I'm turning into Ken Carmen over here.
The A's in the Bunny Ranch will do it to all of us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.